Mustang tackles someone off the battlements. I slide tackle one of the archers as he levels his bow at her. Outside, Pax shouts for me to open the gates. He's actually crying for combat. I follow Mustang down into their courtyard, jumping from the parapets down to where she fights a big Siri student. I end the boy with my elbow and take my first glimpse of the Bread Fortress. The castle is an unfamiliar design. A courtyard leading to several buildings and a huge keep where the bread bakes, making my stomach rumble. But all that matters to me is the gate. We rush to it. Shouts from behind us. Too many for us to fight. We get to the gate, just as 36 House Seri students run at us across the courtyard from their keep.
Hurry!
Milia shoots arrows at the enemy from the parapets. Then,
hurry!
I open the gate. He shoves me aside. He's shirtless, massive, muscled, screaming. His hair is painted white and spiked with sap to form two horns. A piece of wood as long as my body serves as his club. The House Seri students flinch back. Some fall, some stumble. A boy screams as Pax thunders close.
Pax, I'll tell mothers!
He wants no nickname as he charges forward like a minotaur possessed. When he hits the mass of House Seri students, it is ruin. Boys and girls fly through the air like chaff on reaping day.